Well, it was a battle of a year getting into this place. I guess we should not be surprised that it's a little bit of a battle to get off and running. If you can't hear toward the back, sort of just wave your hand a little or let me know, because it looks like until next week the sound system won't be a help. And I don't have a strong voice, so, but I will try to raise it up. Last Sunday, we saw in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, that Christians are no longer to live as the world lives. The reason being, the lifestyle of the world flows from the futility of their minds. That is, the emptiness and purposelessness of the mind of the world creates a certain kind of living. And we who know Christ are no longer to live that way. When we turn to the Lord, we gain access to a new mind, the mind of Christ. The Lord comes to live in our lives and begins to work in our lives, and that affects the way we think. However, our old brain, as contrasted with our mind, the old organ that still is in this unredeemed body. This is the same body we had when we met the Lord. We have a new spirit within and a renewing of the mind going on. But this old brain, the organ that's in our body, still is filled with futile thoughts and memories and ways of looking at life that all came from our former futile way of thinking. So, we must be going through a process of renewing our minds. In this process, the Lord's mind, His ways of thinking, begin to replace our old ways of thinking. Now, we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. In this process, there is a major overriding aspect of our minds that above all else needs to be renewed. And that major overall overriding aspect of our minds is called in the Scriptures the spirit of our mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. To renew something is to restore it to its proper condition. Our minds need to be restored to their proper condition. Our minds are the thoughts, the understandings, the judgments we develop, the memories we have, the opinions that we express, the perceptions we have of life. All of that and more is our mind. And it operates in our brain, where there's a lot of bad storage data. And we are to be renewed in our minds. But this verse tells us more than that. We're to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Now, what is the spirit of the human mind? Think about that. Because your mind and my mind need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. The spirit of the mind is the pervading influence of the mind. The basic frame of mind of a person is the spirit of their mind. To put it another way, it's the overall controlling and motivating tendency of our thinking. That's the spirit of our mind. It's the general attitude of our mind. The general focus or disposition of our mind is the spirit of our mind. To put it another way, in a way that fits many scriptures in the Word, the spirit of our mind is our basic mindset. For example, a few contrasting examples. There are people whose mindset concerning God is very skeptical. That's the spirit of their mind. They're just skeptical. Prove it to me. There are others whose basic mindset toward God is just open. Tell me, Lord. Those are two different spirits of the mind. To put it another way, some people in the spirit of their mind generally know that God exists. But there are others who not only know He exists, but they bow before Him completely. Those are two different mindsets. There are some people whose mindset is this. Religion is a good thing if it's kept in its place. That's a mindset. Contrasted with that, there are those who would say, my thought is, I want to love the Lord my God with all my heart and soul and mind and strength. Now those are all very different mindsets, contrasting sets. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, the two basic mindsets of mankind are given. I gave three sets of contrasting examples of mindsets or spirits of the mind. Those are just three different examples of the two choices man has. They're basically are just two basic mindsets. And they're given to us right here in Romans 8 at verse 5 and 6. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, or set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. People of the flesh only have a certain mindset. People of the Spirit are developing a new mindset. Those who are according to the flesh, who are those people? Those who are according to the flesh are those who only have the flesh as a resource. Flesh being the abilities and capacities of man on his own. What man might think he can do apart from God. We could describe them with words unsaved or people of the world or just man generally without God. They are those who are according to the flesh. Their life and their very being is just according to the flesh. They have not turned to the Lord. They're just trying to make it on their own. Now it says in the word here that those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. That's one basic mindset. Setting the mind, focusing the mind, giving all the attention and thoughts and the reactions of the mind just to things of the flesh, things of earth. Basically, the focus then is just on man and what man has and what man can do. The other mindset given here is held by those who are according to the Spirit. Their life is provided by, explained by, the Holy Spirit of God. They are the ones who have been saved, rescued, delivered from the consequences of sin and rebellion. They've humbled themselves before God and received new life. They've been born of the Spirit. They can focus their mind, their attention, on God. Now, those are two very different mindsets. One held by people of the flesh, the other by people of the Spirit. And if a person is only of the flesh, they've only been born of man, they're not born of God, they don't have living faith in God, their mindset goes to the things of earth, the things of man, the things of the flesh, period. Everything else that might seem to go beyond man is just a vain imagination of man if a person is just according to the flesh. But thank the Lord, there are people of the Spirit. And all of us who are people of the Spirit were once only people of the flesh. And anyone now who is just a person of the flesh, just part of humankind, they can become a child of God born of the Spirit. We'll speak more of that in a moment. Now in verse 6, the reminder is the drastic difference between these two mindsets. This difference doesn't make people just a little bit different from each other. These mindsets are as different as day and night, dark and light, rain and shine, death and life. That's how different they are. Verse 6, the mindset on the flesh is death. Not just troublesome, not just more difficult to make it that way than if your mind were set on the Spirit. The mindset on the flesh is death. Absolute deadness. On the other hand, the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. What a contrast. Think of your own life. Does it conjure up a picture of death or life? Your existence. Is it death? That is it full of things like discouragement and despair? If that's all you have ever, your mind is set on the flesh. Because the mind set on the flesh is death. You might say, well, no, I'm not troubled with discouragement and despair. In fact, I've got a pretty good grip on life, and I'm not so sure God isn't real satisfied with me. Well, you might then be struggling with the other end of the spectrum of death. It's called pride and self-righteousness. See, it isn't just positive, negative feelings or vibes like man equates things. It's life or death as God views things. And if you're just a person of the flesh, and those in the world who only know the things of man, their mind only sets on things of the flesh. And the mindset on the flesh is death. Deadness. No spiritual reality or vitality there. On the other hand, the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. The mind set on the Spirit brings comfort and hope and tranquility instead of discouragement and despair. Instead of pride and self-righteousness, the mind set on the Spirit brings humility and a trusting in Christ's righteousness to be what we need. A completely different mindset. It is so clear, I think, from these simple words, why we need the spirit of our mind renewed. Because we're all born with a fleshy mindset. Because we're just born of flesh until we meet God. And with that mindset, it just produces death in our lives. Deadness. Thank the Lord that new birth is available by the Spirit of God. And into our lives can come comfort, hope, humility, trusting in Christ and His righteousness, and the peace and tranquility of God. Now think of this for a minute with me. Two basic mindsets, flesh and spirit, producing death and life. Now let's apply the matter of salvation to those two mindsets. Salvation being escape, rescue, deliverance from the consequences of our sin and wrongdoing before God. How does a person get right with God when they have done so many things wrong against God? For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Well, there are two mindsets on it. Because there basically are only two mindsets, period. One mindset of the flesh, of human thinking, says this. I'll either ignore heaven, or if I can't ignore it and I become convinced I must face judgment before God, and it's out of His family or in, I'll save myself. So the mind set on the flesh either ignores heaven or tries to, that life after death and the gospel of Jesus Christ and all that religion stuff, it's nonsense, and they try to ignore it. Though the Spirit of God is pounding away at their heart saying, you're hearing the truth. You're hearing the truth. And they have a battle to try and ignore it. Those who can't ignore it, but want to cling to the things of the flesh and self-righteousness and self-sufficiency, they don't change their mindset necessarily, they just change their tactic. Okay, I'm going to start doing better. Really, I've lied, I've been selfish, cheated, proud, I've used others. Well, you know, I do have some things to get straight with God. I know I'll turn over a new leaf, I'll do better. I'll start going to church. I'll listen to a few minutes of religious radio. Might even flip on the religious channel, you know. I'm going to start changing. The thing is, the mindset on the flesh is death. It doesn't matter how you repackage it, it's still death. Those who reform their walk to try and get right with God still have their mind set on the flesh. And we know what it produces, death. But in the matter of salvation and eternity, the death it produces is eternal death. Not just momentary discouragement. Not just momentary pride or self-righteousness, but eternal separation from God who is life. That's the end result of the death that the mind set on the flesh reaps. Well, what happens with the other mindset concerning salvation? Well, the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. If your mind now is set on the flesh concerning salvation, the greatest hope you can have is just eternal death, eternal separation from God. But if your mind is willing to be or is set on the Spirit already, the end result of that is what? Life. Such people whose mind is set on the Spirit concerning salvation, they desire heaven with all their hearts. They desire to have forgiveness with all of their being. And they are willing to humble themselves before the Lord and trust in the Lord for salvation. What do they get in all of that? Well, the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. They get life eternal and peace now and forever with God. Take any issue, think it through with the two different mindsets, and the end result of the mindset on the flesh is death, no matter what the issue. The end result of the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace, no matter what the issue. And we have talked about the greatest issue of all, the matter of salvation. What is your mindset when it comes to salvation? Are you willing even to admit to God that you need to be saved? I grew up in the church and tried to ignore for years that I even needed forgiveness. But it's hard to ignore it. The Lord said to the Apostle Paul when he knocked him off his mount on the road to Damascus, it's kind of hard to kick against the goads, isn't it, Paul? I've seen your struggle against truth and it's tough. It just keeps pricking at your mind. The gospel is the truth of salvation. What is your mindset towards salvation? Are you willing to admit to God you need forgiveness? You need new life? That you needed Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sins? That's why He died. He never did wrong. He died for our sins. The mind set on the flesh might look at that and go, well, that was quite a noble thing. I wonder what I can do to show Him I'm worthy of heaven. I mean, you know, the mind set on the flesh misses the whole thing. He died there to pay our price, that we might receive the gift of eternal life if we would but humble ourselves before the Lord. The mind set on the flesh is death. I pray, I hope, your mind this morning is not set on the flesh concerning salvation. If you in any way think that you can earn your way to peace with God and life eternal and entrance to His kingdom of glory, your mind is set on the flesh, and let God tell you now what comes of that. Death. Eternal death. Now, what if in your heart there's a desire to turn from that? Say, no, 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 I don't want death. I want life. Then set your mind this morning on the Spirit. Put your only hope in what the Spirit of God can bring to you. Cry out to the Lord, Lord God, by Your Holy Spirit, help me. Make the gospel clear to me. Let me see now, Lord, why did Jesus die? Oh, for my sins. Okay. What must I do about it now? Bow before You in humble confession and repentance, looking to the Holy Spirit to bring to me new life from God. and a new mind from Jesus Christ. That's the mind set on the Spirit when it comes to salvation. If you set your mind that way, you know what you get? Life and peace. That's the only difference. Eternal death or eternal life. That's how critical the mindset is. We need a new spirit of the mind, and then on the way, continual renewing of it. If you have never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, cry out in your heart right now, Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Cleanse me. Make me new. Give me by your Holy Spirit new life from above. Your word offers it. I accept it by trusting in you and your word. You know what you get for that? Eternal life and peace with God now and forever. If you've never done that, everything in my being just cries out. I think it's 2 Corinthians 5 says, we beseech you on behalf of God. Be reconciled to God. If nothing you hear this morning makes any other sense than that, just cry out on those words, Jesus Christ wants to give you new life as a gift, and He'll deliver it by His Holy Spirit. You just open up and say yes. Now concerning another matter in these two mindsets. When a person opens their heart up to the Lord Jesus Christ, they receive forgiveness and new life, they set their mind on the Spirit and ask God's Spirit to give new life, they become a child of God. But because we need our mindset renewed, and it's a process, when we first come into God's family, we have some childish thoughts. Just like all of us as children thought as children. We grow up, hopefully we let go of those childish thoughts. So it is in the family of God. We carry some childish thoughts into the kingdom, and a lot of our mindset is still set on the flesh, even though we've cried out on salvation for help that only the Spirit can give. And now we're in God's family, we're going to serve God. But just like there are two mindsets to approach salvation with, there are two mindsets to approach serving God with. And here we go, with our mind set on the flesh, we're going to serve God. Oh, God, save me, I'm so thankful. I sense the cleansing. I'm encouraged. Oh, the things I'm going to do for God. And we just tear off to win the world for Jesus Christ. We don't know yet that the enemy's out there ready to bite our head off. We don't know we have lessons to learn. We don't know we're running on a high for a while and we have to get our feet down and grounded in the Word. Now, God doesn't get upset because He knows children are children. But we're to start growing and being renewed in such things. And we learn that that isn't how we serve God any more than that's how we get started with God. We couldn't save ourselves. We can't make ourselves servants. And we need a whole new mindset when it comes to serving God. We need our minds set on the Spirit. Lord God, I'm a cleansed, forgiven sinner, now a new creature in Christ, but I'm a babe, I'm a child. Teach me, use me. I give myself to you. By your Spirit, give me understanding in the Word. By your Spirit, counsel me through other Christians. Lord, you use me. I'm sorry, I thought I could do it all for you. And a new mindset is developed even in serving God. And it goes that way through every issue of life. The mindset on the flesh looks to self. The mindset on the Spirit looks to the Spirit. And every issue of life is going to be developed in our walk by one or the other of those mindsets. And we need the old mindset of the flesh diminishing and the new mindset of the Spirit growing and coming forth. At the same time, however, we need our entire minds renewed. We've been talking basically about the spirit of our minds. Our mind set, the pervading, dominant influence or attitude of our mind needs to be renewed. But that's not the only part of our mind that needs renewing. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When we come into the family of God by faith in Jesus Christ, the world doesn't go, hands off them, that's God's child. Don't influence them, don't bug them, don't bother them, stand back, it's a child of the King of Kings. That is not the way the world reacts. The enemy of our souls wants to use the world system to bury us. Once losing us from his prisoner of war camp, he wants to render us useless on the field of battle. And the world will try to keep conforming us to its ways. I think it's the Phillips translation, it might be another one, that says, "Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. But on the other hand, be completely changed in your life by the renewing of your mind." If our minds aren't in the process of being renewed, the world will extrude us, squeeze us right out through its system, and we'll look just like the world, even though we have new life inside. That's how important this matter is of the renewing of the mind. The renewing of the mind basically is a work of the Holy Spirit using our exposure to the Word to increasingly give us an entirely new way of thinking. God's way of thinking. It is so vital that we as the children of God expose our lives to the Word of God. We can do it daily by reading, and we should. We can do it by study personally, and we should. We can do it in study groups where we help each other, and we should. We can hear it proclaimed by others in the body. The Lord is called to spend much time in prayer in gleaning and feeding out of, and we should. That's one of the main reasons we gather like this. We need to expose our mind to the Word of God, but with our mind set not on the flesh, but on the Spirit. You know, if a person goes into the Word of God with the old mindset, what do you think they get out of the Word? You know, death. How can you say that? Because the mind set on the flesh is death. You've probably heard stories of those who have memorized whole books of the Bible and yet don't even know that Jesus Christ is the only begotten, truly divine Son of God. What was missing? They took the wrong mindset to the Word. They took their thinking there instead of their life saying, "Lord, teach me. What do you have to say?" A person going to the Word of God and come out with deadness. You ever done that? Read the Word, you know, and you know, you fall asleep and break your nose on the pages. No life at all. Our mindset in going to the Word must be on the Spirit. Then life comes out of the Word. We go into the Word not, "Let's see, I'll understand this," or, "Oh, let's see, I'm going to prove my point. Let's see, brother so-and-so said, man, I'll show him," you know. We go in there, and it produces death. But we go into the Word, "Oh, God, I need to hear from you. Oh, Lord, my mind needs to be renewed. Lord, I need more and more to get rid of that old mindset that I had before Jesus Christ came into my life." Go to the Word that way, and the Spirit will take the Word and set our minds alive with new thinking. And more the way God thinks will become the way we think. The renewing of the mind. Let's look at one more scripture this morning. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. And as we read it, let's ask the Lord to remind each of us this morning where our mindset is. Colossians 3:2 is a great verse to read while asking, "Where is my mind set?" And we can see by this verse where God wants our mind to be set. Colossians 3:2. "Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth." We're not to have our mind set on the things that are on earth. What are the things that are on earth? Pleasures, personal achievements, education, activities, people, cars, houses, money. These are the things that are on earth. Now, God does give all of His people some of all of these things. But if our mind is set on them, they'll be deadly in our lives. Because the mind set on the flesh is death. And the mind set on the things of earth is the mind set on the flesh. Whatever measure of these things God wants us to have must come as a result of seeking the right thing. Pleasure. God is not against His people having pleasure, but if our mind is set on pleasure, it'll bring death, deadness. Achievement. God is not against His people accomplishing things, but if our mind is set on it and that's our focus, it'll kill us spiritually. Education. God isn't against us learning, but if our mind set is on education, it'll kill us. Activities. Going here, going there. Busy as bees. And in this day and age, it's amazing how we've finally found enough leisure time to be dreadfully over busy. Where are the good old days when everyone worked 12 hours a day and had some leisure time? I'm sure they weren't all that good either, you know. We're all looking for a better city than this. But activities, God gives them to us. But if our mind is set on them, they'll kill us. It's death. People. God puts people in our lives. But if our mindset, our focus, gets on people, it will kill us. We'll shrivel up and die inside spiritually. And we'll just keep functioning in the old mindset. We will not be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Thank God for the people He gives us. God help us for the people we take on our own into our lives. And make a place there, whether or not God does or not. Cars. God gives many of His people cars. Obviously not worldwide. American Christians probably think it's a divine right to have a car. In fact, they put bumper stickers like that on. They don't sell many of those in India, though, those bumper stickers. Christian ministries over there aren't giving them away free either. God gives many of His people cars, but if our mind is set on such things, it'll kill us. Just deadness. Houses. God gives them to His people. Fewer and fewer are getting them. It's getting harder and harder. But a mind set on it will kill a person and a family. Money. God gives most of His people some, and some He gives a lot. But if our mind is set on it, we know the end result. The mind set on the flesh is death. Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on earth. What are the things above? Forgiveness of sins. Eternal life. The Word of God. Prayer. Faith. Hope. Love, the honor and glory of God, His will above man's, all of these things are things above. Jesus told His disciples that the godless pagans of the world eagerly sought just the things that they could eat, wear, possess, and use. And He said, but it should not be so with you. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added. By whom? Santa Claus? No. By our Heavenly Father, who knows we have need of some of these things. It's all in the mindset. Many a Christian is out chasing the things of the world. And sometimes they don't even know it. They've been so blinded by it. Well, let's be practical. You gotta have this. You gotta have bread on the table. Who said we did? What if God wants us to fast? We don't need bread on the table. What if our time on earth is over? We don't need bread on the table. Give us this day our daily bread. Even the food we eat, we look to the Father for. Our focus can't even be on food and clothing. Those are things of the earth. God will be sure we get those if we set our mind on things above. Just a matter of the mindset. What's our focus? What's our focus? We must be going through a process of the renewing of our minds. Mainly, the renewing of the spirit of our mind. Get a whole new perspective in our head. Looking at things God's way, looking for God and not for man. And then all along the way, exposing ourselves to the Word of God, asking His Spirit to be renewing our minds. This may be a day of encouragement, a day of insight, a day of receiving a whole new mindset for some of us, or taking a step further on down the trail for others. These are issues that affect all of time, but far beyond that, they arrange for us our eternity. May we respond in the quietness of our hearts in a way pleasing to the Lord. Let's pray together and then we'll sing a song of response. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, You are glorious, You are great. We have heard from You by Your word. May Your Spirit convince us of the truth and show us the way to respond. We know You desire, Lord, that we have a mind set on the Spirit, and it's life and peace for all who will. Lord, help us, we pray. We want to be renewed evermore in the spirit of our mind and in all aspects of our mind, Lord. We want to think no longer the way the world does, but more and more the way God does. Oh, Lord, we remember the mindset on the flesh, what death it brought to us, what death we were staring at forevermore. Lord Jesus, we thank You that through faith in You, humbly crying out of our hearts, Lord Jesus, save me the sinner, newness of life came to us. Lord, encourage and help now those who are making that decision in their hearts. And for all of us, Lord, who know You, would You renew our minds evermore to think like You, we pray, that we might be people day by day who turn our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is and all He has done for us. Help us, Lord, we pray, to turn our eyes on Jesus. Amen.